Hello, I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're at Coverings 2008 in Orlando. And actually, I'm in the Florida tile space right now, and I'm speaking with Massimo Barberi. And
yes.
How are you doing, Massimo?
Very well. Thank you for coming.
Sure. Actually, just a quick background on Florida Tile. Florida Tile, as many of you know, is a company that's been in the U.S. for quite some time, but I think 2 years ago was acquired by Panaria.
Panaria Group, yes.
Yeah, and they actually have just in that period of time also recently opened a domestic plant in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Is that right?
Exactly, absolutely.
Okay.
We made the grand opening was July of last year. And so after a year of groundbreaking, really we were able to start a porcelain production effectively in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. So it's a little over a year now.
So this is another situation where we have an Italian-owned company that has all the striking looks that come from Italy, and we have domestic production, which is probably a good recipe based on the strength of the euro versus the dollar.
I tell you, currently the currency factor has a strong effect on about being present here with a domestic manufacturing, but I feel that this is more an overall strategy for being here for the long term. And again, being able to service the U.S. market, it is a very important market, being present effectively with manufacturing inside the USA and coming out with the good products, with a good look, tailor-made for the needs of the American market is, I feel, an overall strategy that will pay in the next future.
Well, one of the things we need to talk about, let's just address the fact, you know, right now we all realize the economic situation is a little soft here in the U.S. What is your all's company strategy to address that?
I tell you, for sure, the economic situation is not helping. It's a moment that is very difficult, and reading at magazines talking about the builders' situation is not. I don't see signs of reprise, to be honest with you. And I see a very tough 2008. I hope that towards the end of the year we will start to see some signs of reprise. Even though at the moment I don't feel that optimistic, to be honest with you. Clearly, I mean, again, we are here with Florida. Florida Tile for the future. We are not here for 1 year or 2 years. We are here to bring a good brand and to be present in the U.S. market forever. And so clearly the strategy for us is trying to really improve our quality, the quality of our products, improve our service, and so don't stop new introduction. It's the right moment to invest and really to try to get market share. And I feel that new trend and having a domestic advantage of being present in the USA in terms of service and product availability is going to create some opportunity to get to gain market shares even in a difficult moment.
All right, tell us a little bit about Florida Tile's approach to the marketplace. I mean, there's two, as we all know, there's the residential market and the commercial market. Where do you guys focus most of your attention?
The core business of Florida Tile has been in the past years residential, and still this remains and stays the core business of the company. Clearly now the residential market is in a very difficult period, and so we have difficulties as well with this segment. And we are trying to address more cross-merchandise products towards the commercial market to get some shares in that field as well. But I feel that we need to concentrate, and we will stay concentrated on the residential market first of all. And then the years to come, when we will refine our product availabilities, we will be able to start to work towards the commercial market in more depth. But the residential market is and will stay the main focus for Florida Tile.
Okay, and most of your products, especially your floor products, are through body porcelain, right?
No, I mean, we have through body porcelain for sure, some series, but we have glazed porcelain, and this is really, I would say, the vast majority of our product offering. And clearly a big advantage of the Florida Tile offering is that we are able to provide a good floor and wall combination. So we have both floor glazed porcelain and even single firing white body ceramic ties. That is still something that is in our product portfolio, is I think great advantage for Florida Tile in the future.
Okay, great. And tell us, you know, since we're at Coverings, what are some of the exciting things that you guys are introducing at the show?
Yes, again, to witness the fact that even in a difficult moment we are here introducing new material, and we launched actually five new lines, and there is a shiny wall tile that is right right behind me, for instance, a shiny wall tile that is a preview of a line that we are launching in 2 months from now. Then we launched even four new products, two glazed porcelain lines with several sizes, multiple flooring sizes for floor and wall combination. We have one series that is called Millennia in four colors with the 3x6, 6x6, 12x12 and 18x18, so modular tiles. And we have another line in 12x12, 18x18 with a 10x13 white body wall tile in four colors called Ashton. And we are trying to fill all the holes in terms of product gap that we had in our product catalog, and plus we introduced even two new exciting looks in terms of new stones introduction. We have a tumble marble introduction and a travertine planks that I feel is something that is very innovative in terms of design. So basically it's a Mexican travertine but with the cut of a wood plank, so it's something that I find very innovative and unique in terms of design. So Florida Tile is investing again a lot in terms of both the porcelain offering, floor and wall, and even the stone with stone and marble with is a segment that we are not abandoning at all. We are investing a lot in it as well.
All right, so five new collections. I got to compliment you too on your booth space here. I mean, it's you look around here, there's a lot of people in here. It seems like to be pretty good traffic, so you must be doing some things right.
I tell you, we are remodeled totally our new booth, and we received several compliments. So I thank you very much for your comment as well. We are upgrading the image of the company, getting back to the glorious roots of this brand, Florida Tile. And I think that people start to recognize that both in the quality of the products, that is always the first important thing, but even in the quality of the image that we're trying to get out in the market.
Well, Massimo, I really appreciate you spending time with our listeners. It's great to catch up with Florida Tile. We've been talking to Massimo Barberi, and we're in the Florida Tile space, and I'm Kemp Parr with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.